Hi, this is a dictation for Vanzetta Canny, V-A-N-Z like zebra, E-T like Tom, T like Tom, A, Vanzetta. Last name is Canny, K-E-N-N-E-Y. Date of birth, 8/10/1970. Date of accident, 7/4/2023. Date of service is 9/26/2023. The patient is presenting with the history of chief complaint, severe pain in the neck and the right shoulder and upper back, pain in the right leg and right arm. Some chest pain is reported. Headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that occurred on July 4, 2023 at around 12:30 a.m. She was traveling as a front seat passenger in a flex car from Ford, and the accident happened in West Outer Drive and Wiggle, W-I-G-G-L-E, in West Detroit. Patient reported that they were traveling on an outer drive to Greenfield, and the other vehicle was being chased by somebody who is trying to shoot at him, and this vehicle lost control and crossed the median and hit their car and then hit a tree. The patient reported that their passenger side was hit and airbag was open. Damage to the car is as follows. The other car that hit them completely total, but their car was also completely total. Front passenger side was destroyed. Steering wheel and seat belt are okay, but they had to kick the door to open as the door got jammed and broken. Injuries. Patient reported that the seat belt caused the damage to the chest by blocking suddenly. Airbag hit into the face, head hit into the headrest, and then neck whiplash happened. But do not remember all the detail as it happened so fast. Patient report that they were hit by a Jeep or a truck, and they were within the limit of like 30 miles an hour, and the other car was super fast, and it had lost its control. They were wearing a seatbelt, airbags did deploy in their car, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. They were taken to the hospital by ambulance. Patient was taken to Sinai Grace Hospital for a few hours. No x-rays or testing was done of any kind. Only medications were provided and they were discharged. History of presenting illness, patient reports that she is suffering from pain in the neck and the upper back and the right shoulder and some pain in the chest along with headaches. The headaches are occupying the front, back and right temple while they are severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 and constant, sensitive to the noise, sensitive to the light, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizure or aura. Additional symptom of EBI, ringing in the ear is reported, loss of balance, lack of focus, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision. Patient denies any issues with the smell, taste, TMJ problem, facial, face sensitivity problem or motor power, motor functioning of the face, and no issues with the tongue or any other issues, no dizziness, vertigo, and no seizures, loss of consciousness, loss of memory, confusion. The pain syndrome is continuous and is described as being throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching. And they are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 5. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, lying down, and improved by nothing. She can walk up to half a block, sit okay, standing is limited due to the pain. Sleep, she wakes up off and on. She has a Charlie horse in the back and the right leg. No x-rays, CT scans or any MRIs have ever been done. Patient report that she has some issue of the bladder bowel incontinence. She has a weakness of the right arm and right leg with numbness, tingling, pins and needles. especially her second and third finger is numb. Patient reports of using a primary care physician who gave eye drop, but no physical therapy, no chiropractic, and no acupuncture. She has been doing only home massages. System review is completely negative, past surgical history none, allergies to doxycycline and cefotan. For family history, mother is alive, no medical problems, father is alive, no medical problem, siblings are alive, two brothers, two sisters, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is divorced, lives with her son, two kids, 25 and 11 year old. And employment status, patient is a window clerk at post office, and she sits on a chair and she works all day long, and she's working full time even now since the accident. She is never filed a disability. Legal history, patient does not have any attorney assigned yet or chosen yet, and personal history, patient drinks socially, smokes rarely, does not use recreational drugs. He has a sleep problem, denies any problem with anxiety, depression, mood, self-worth problem, concentration problem, suicidal or homicidal thoughts. ADL suppression is reporting the following ADLs are affected. Running and doing yard work is 10. Standing, home chores, opening containers are affected 9. Doing laundry, vacuuming, and reaching into cabinet is affected 8. Walking is affected 6. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 157/90, pulse is 53, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is as follows. Height is 5'1", weight is 154 pounds. 53-year-old black female, African-American, of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing colonicia, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including neurological, psychiatric, musculature examination, which are all normal, except in the right trapezius muscle, there are few trigger points noticed in the middle fibers, and there is a spasm of the paraspinal region from C5, 6, 7, and T1 and T2 bilaterally with the tenderness and hypertonicity. Examination of the muscular skeleton, inspection, palpation from the template. Spine tenderness is located in C5, 6, 7, T1 and 2 with the muscle spasm in the paraspinal muscles bilaterally with the trigger points noticed. And 1 plus hypertonicity, no tenderness except trigger point area. In the range of motion, cervical spine is limited to forward flexion at 40. Extension is 40, and bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 20, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign and Lerman test were found positive, and distraction test was positive. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was negative. Contralateral leg raise negative. Beggar test negative. Kemp negative. Bevinsky sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint are found to be negative. No standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are all negative. Faber test, Gonsalves test negative. No local tenderness. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, only the right shoulder is affected, which will be described separately. Rest of the extremities, including the right leg, is completely normal. their warm to touch well pursues with normal motor power, normal reflexes, normal circulation, range of motion of all other joints is normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that the range of motion of the right shoulder is limited to 100 degrees. Pain is around 10, constant, affecting the front and the back of the shoulder. On inspection, the shoulder appears normal with no dislocation, fractures, or contusion. And range of motion are limited to 100 degrees of abduction maximum, after which severe pain starts. Flexion is also limited to 100 degrees. Muscle strength is 4/5. A special test for rotator cuff injury are positive. Hawking Kennedy test was positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension positive. Drop arm test was negative. Motor power is 4/5. Right wrist and hand was examined, and it was found that the Tinel's and Salen's sign are positive in the right wrist with the carpal tunnel compression test. And other than that, motor power is normal, grips are normal, sensations are intact, reflexes are normal, and there are no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, fractures in the wrist or hand. Color of the skin is normal. And diagnosis? V89.2 X60, Z79.891, in CNS R51, R42. F41.1, F32.9. Muscles, M62.838, M54.0. Right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. And right hand, M79.641. G56.01. Pain in the right leg, M79.604. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXX. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3XXX. Plan of care is from the template, and treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered to have physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, and the right knee, 2 times with traction massage. Home therapy, yoga, meditation, heat, laser heat, infrared heat, they all have been discussed. Patient is provided a light duty job at this time. She's already continuing working. Medications, the patient is provided with Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol 4 for pain relief, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and pain relief, Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. In addition, patient is provided compounding cream and naltrexone for pain, and Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day. A back brace, neck brace, tensionate, cold compressors are also provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, psychiatry. The patient can see a psychiatrist if there is a problem with the sleep, anxiety, and depression, or panic. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, none are available. Interventional pain procedures are not being considered right now, possibly some trigger point injections and others based on the finding of the MRI to the right shoulder. Surgical options none, neuropsych, possibly later we will investigate if the symptoms continue. Attended care none, caseworker none. Past medical records have been ordered released, if there are any, but the accident is recent, so none are going to be possible. Investigations, no new investigations being ordered right now. DMEs. Patient is ordered a back brace, neck brace, tension unit for healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program is disability is discussed already. follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact us. Thank you.